Well, if you've been following the blog, you'll have noticed I've pretty much reached the end of the alphabet. I've got up to 355 posts out of 366, so I'm 11 short. What happened there? Well, at the start of the year, I'd got all of the different Web2 tools that I wanted to go through, and I'd actually got far more than I needed. I'd got about 385, and they were all listed. And then, as you go through the year and start to make progress, you and having arranged them all alphabetically, just so that there was no sort of clumping or necessarily having all the same kind of thing together. With that alphabetical arrangement, you started to come across, as you went through the year, sites that were no longer extant. They'd gone defunct. They were no more. They'd ceased to be. And that can happen for a number of reasons. Sometimes they're just beta sites that are set up and then never make it beyond that, and sometimes fold before they even get fully launched, or even at alpha stage. And then there are other times where you get things that have been going for a while but just have not ever turned a profit, I guess, and so they go out of business too. And I think that's one of the things that It's one of the things we have to be aware of as digital citizens, I guess, that the web is a transient place, that it's not forever, that there are services that are provided that are fledgling in a sense, and without sufficient traction and without a good business plan and without a niche within which they can fit and start to generate a profit, they won't be around forever. And is that a bad thing? Well, if you get too comfortable with something, I suppose so, but the reality is that we have to accept that the web will be that way, that there'll be certain portions in the web, and it's a matter of not becoming too attached to a particular tool. It's a matter of taking from your learning with that tool and being able to move it into another realm. There'll always be something else there that provides a service. It may not be identical, it may not provide exactly the same features that you want, but there will be something else you can use. So it's not time wasted. Every little bit of learning that you do with IT can be utilized elsewhere. They are transferable skills. So if you start to use a concept mapping application and you become familiar with the way that works and you've been using it for a year, but in reality it goes out of business because it just never managed to generate the income that was needed to sustain it, then it doesn't really matter. You've gained an awful lot of skills there, and there are loads of other concept mapping applications out there that you can take those skills to and use them fruitfully and be able to start far more quickly with them than you would have done initially.